The Great World. Because we take active measures to create great things, we don't measure the input and output of a function to make a prediction anymore. We design and program the function. Here, we know where we are going as we actively set the aim. Some ideas, maybe many ideas, will turn out to be inaccurate. That is just how learning and advancing understanding works. You come to a point where you realize solid new knowledge indicates a change of course. Economy, world banking, daring concepts like wage slavery may need to shift, may need to be repurposed or rebuilt. Sometimes because some premise was wrong, or new discoveries and ideas revealed new paths, new directions, or just because the world is growing, developing, shifting, and in some places even suffering. And that simply changes things over time. It shifts cultures. It adapts views. The more daring ideas tend to be more complex, and the more moving parts means more likelihood of change. Will there ever come a day where universal basic income, for example, will be seen as toxic or destructive? Probably not. But it is not impossible, because something better may come into existence. Genetically engineered organisms, brain writing technologies, molecular printers are just some of the wild ideas that would drastically change things. And we need to understand that the things that shift are not always as important as those that remain constant. At the very least, the constants come above all else. Often, when exiting indoctrination, people begin by asking, "What if I was born to a different family? I would just end up believing what they told me." And here the person notes that what changes is not as important as that which remains the same. Their uniqueness, their personality, the things that they always like, no matter what. All of this is more precious than what is impressed upon us by whatever we are born into. In the broader context of understanding the world, the theories that change are not as important as that which remains unchanged. And there is no creature in this world, not now, not in the future, and this will never change, that will honestly say, on a beautiful day, with all their health still intact, "I wish I was small. I wish I was easy to manipulate. I wish I broke easily, and I wish that I didn't really think for myself." No one ever will talk like this. This describes the act of giving up, an act of destruction. Likewise, unless someone is being dramatic or theatrical, no one will ever say, "I wish I was never cursed with greatness. I wish I never read books. I wish I never saw breathtaking views during my long, long adventures." No one will say this, ever, at all. Not on a healthy mind. Out of billions and billions of minds, each one perfectly irreplaceable and totally unique. No one will ever regret greatness, wisdom, knowledge, and adventure. And I have to underline that we are all deeply unique. No one person that ever lived or will live can be simply replaced with another. It would bring great shock and pain to their friends and family. They would absolutely understand that it's some creepy stranger. All those unique minds wishing for the same thing. For greatness, for wisdom, for knowledge, for exploration, for adventure, for room to think. Finally, look at the impact knowledge, wisdom, and greatness has on humanity. Trying to create theories that explain why things are broken gets replaced with refining methods that make humanity better. Crafting paths rather than riding waves. Rather than asking whether or not universal income will destroy the economy, the wiser, the greater humanity builds an economy bit by bit that is relative to the survival of the planet and our collective well-being. An economy that encourages authentic education, meaningful wisdom, profound greatness, and thus meaningful contributions that further help to advance humankind and keep our planet healthy and safe for all the future generations. We are builders, not riders.